This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget about our bulk mail center drivers out there. We got our buddies here in Tampa out there rolling along and doing the job, as well as other bulk mail centers around the country. And don't forget about the suicide jockeys either, delivering the gasoline that you need to have. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and we're on Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out. And there's a live stream playing there right now. If you can't get us any other way, you can listen to the actual stream that's going to the satellite and coming off the satellite right there. And you might be surprised at the quality of it, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be the second time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the noose is tightening. Former Hillary campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, who is accused of lying to the FBI when he claimed he was not handing over information about then-candidate Donald Trump in 2016, also made false statements to a second federal office. It was the CIA in a meeting after Trump was sworn into office, according to new filings by special counsel John Durham's team. This guy Sussman is going to go to jail for a long time. So I'm thinking out loud to myself, I wonder if they're going to squeeze him for information and offer him a deal if he gives up the goods.
Well, yeah, one of the plays here is to get him to start singing and go up the food chain, basically. And if he wants to stay out of prison, one might think if that's going to be the consequence here, then yes, he might just start singing about whomever he can. Now, one of the other things too is that evidently he got into that meeting basically with the federal with the FBI, and he represented that he wasn't representing anybody at that time, that he was just he was there, you know, to give them this special information or whatever. And so a lot of it all goes into the hopper. Yeah, he wasn't telling the truth.
Well, apparently Sussman, the attorney for the Clinton group, provided Baker in a September 19, 2016 note, a meeting with white papers that alleged Trump's business had a secret channel with a Russian bank. These were allegations that the FBI later proved to be untrue. But on February the 9th, 2017, Sussman met with CIA officers where he also made those same false statements and more, according to the new filings, which is what's got him into trouble with the second federal agency.
Well, right. Yeah, the idea that the servers in Trump Tower were talking to servers in the Russian bank and all that stuff. And, yeah, none of it was real.
And he advised that he was not representing a particular client. Instead, he said he was conveying information from contacts who he believed were acting in good faith with a sense of loyalty to the United States government.
Exactly. So that's one of the things as well. And so if he was really working on behalf of the campaign, you know, they're backtracking this whole thing. I mean, it's all there from what we understand according to these different reports. This is going to be huge in terms of where this is going to land if we get a lot more revelation before November, but it's certainly going to go up against, directly against the January 6th narrative that the committee is trying to get out there or make known.
Well,
so I think voters will have quite a time. I think they're gonna figure it out.
That's a good point, because Sussman's testimony also contradicts what he said under oath to the House Intelligence Committee, and he said he received the information from a client of his, which he denied with one of the groups and had mentioned with the CIA that he represented a client who did not want his name to be known.
Right. It's all bad. I mean, the whole thing is, what it was designed to do was designed to create this facade about Russia, Russia, Russia. That's in a nutshell, Russia, 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 and either derail the campaign or then derail the presidency of a duly elected president of the United States.
Well, stay tuned, folks, for more. This is really getting interesting, and you can't deny the facts that are out there. Now, we'll see if they'll run with them. Because, again, it's all up to the Department of Justice and the Attorney General as to what happens once they prove this. And apparently, it sounds like as if they've proven it. They just haven't done it in a court of law yet. Okay, I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought. Folks, we'll be coming back with more in a Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along during the overnight hour on a Monday morning. And we got a lot more to talk about here, so don't go anywhere. It's going to get real, and I do mean real, when we come back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right. Thanks very much, Frank Salvato. This portion of the program brought to you by the Manatee Patriots, and I'm going to be at their birthday party as the Master of Ceremonies tomorrow night. At Mixon's Fruit Farm, out back in a pavilion. That's the one that's out behind Mixon Farms. It's the little engroved area with the trees and all that stuff and the little ice cream stand and the snack bar that's back there. And we're going to have a good turnout, and we're going to have free food. Manatee Patriots is always famous for their free food potluck dinner, as they call it. So we're going to have that there. So you'll have that. We're going to have some great speakers there. Defend Florida, you'll be able to hear from them, as well as some of the political candidates in the area. And, of course, a lot of the people that have made the old Tea Party Manatee go. Now it's the Manatee Patriots. They changed their name about 6 months ago or so. But if you remember Tea Party Manatee, this is a new, more modern, improved version of it, if you will. And I'm going to be very happy to be there. Now, at the same time, the Tampa Bay Trump Club is meeting at the Muggs Sports Bar in the Icott Center on Olmerton. And Mike Flynn's brother, General Mike Flynn's brother, is going to be speaking there tomorrow night. So you're going to have an option of places to go to and do different things. But I will be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farms in the Orange Pavilion out back. All right. We've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You going to take the corporate plane and come over and speak?
I would love to. I would love to.
If only it would fly.
That's right.
It's down for service. All right. The Biden administration has said it's resumed plans to facilitate oil and gas drilling on federal lands. Well, that sounds good, but not so fast. They said that they would offer fewer acres of land than initially proposed for lease sales and charge higher royalties to oil and gas companies. Well, of course. Now, the Interior Department's Bureau of Land Management will only make 144,000 acres of federal land available. That's 80% less than the 733,000 acres that had been previously available for leasing. So I think it's too little, and I think it's way too late to help anything.
And it's all for show in the sense that they can say, well, we're resuming those. We're trying to facilitate this drilling. You know, it's all just for like a soundbite.
And what do they have to have before they can drill on them?
What's that?
An environmental study.
Well, sure.
And how long is that going to take?
Oh, a long time.
Months.
Well, sure.
Months.
Yeah, and so this isn't, it in no way, this is important to emphasize, it in no way resembles the idea of drill, baby, drill to fix the cost of fuel, which will greatly affect, in so many ways, the inflation, 8.5% that we're experiencing right now, the worst it's been in 40 years. But Captain, you know, what's happening is they really can't risk the wrath of the left. And in a time, by the way, California is really trying to get to this thing where, and by 2035, you won't be able to sell gas, powered engines in California for cars. You know, so this is the trend that the far left is going. There's no way the Biden administration is
no lawnmowers, no weed whackers, no hedge trimmers. They'll all be electric.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And so the Biden administration is not going to buck that. You know, they just don't have the, you know, what to do it.
Now, a federal judge has rejected an effort by Stacey Abrams and her gubernatorial campaign to challenge a new governor, Georgia governor's fundraising law, actually a politician's fundraising law. She recently filed a lawsuit against Senate Bill 221, which allows groups chaired by the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the nominee from either post from major parties to raise funds without any limit. Now, the law took effect on July the 1st, 2021, shortly after being passed by the state legislature and signed by Georgia Governor Kemp, who happens to be the Republican that beat Abrams in 2018, even though she tried to cheat, and is running for re-election. Now, U.S. District Judge Mark Cohen, an Obama appointee who was overseeing the case, said the challenge was turned down because of the relief that Abrams sought.
Right, yeah. He also wrote that basically that would be effectively rewriting the law that will, if the court let that let
and,
that stand.
And we have a comment from a member of the audience, and it is...
Laughing Man.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Laughing Man. That was his comment. Now, most U.S. voters think that America's illegal immigration problem is only going to get worse. And 55%, that's it, 55% believe President Joe Biden is doing a poor job in handling the issue. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Only 14% think he's doing okay.
Well, that's right. And honestly, you know, I don't think 14% they think everything's getting better in this whole thing. That just
I think they're smoking crack.
Yeah, I worry about them. I don't know if we need a special kind of program that they might need. But all kidding aside, well, of course, most Americans think that there's an immigration problem, that it's getting worse. And when you see, you know, what the Biden administration has done in order to make it worse, they didn't swerve into making it worse. They didn't stumble into it. They didn't go, oh, my gosh, somehow we made this worse. No, they did this on purpose.
Now, if you were taking a course in math, would you not think that you would be getting math, say, in your textbooks?
Sure.
Okay, well, Florida found out that the math textbooks, and the majority of them, had CRT training in them. So Florida rejected the record number of math textbooks, and they threw them out for the young kids containing the CRT, which is not legal in this state. They're not teaching it. Remember, a law got passed about that, and the governor said, not my state.
Well, right, because even in a math textbook, there's not going to be Chapter 2, CRT and U, or something like that. It's not going to be like that. What it is, it's embedded into the into what they're teaching. They are embedding it, so it's not overt. But it is spread across, and I'm sure, like in a mathematics textbook, you could use word problems for that, you know, that this sort of thing. And so that's what they've been talking about. And the left is coming back always and saying, no, well, we don't have this, you know, a curriculum based on that. Well, of course not, because it's inside of it, basically. And it's easy to show that. See, that's the thing. So good for them. They're rejecting it.
Now, a CNN panelist yesterday on CNN's State of the Union television program, who is by no means anything other than a liberal, her name was Molly Ball from Time Magazine, said that Americans have not had a sense of leadership since last summer after she blasted Joe Biden's form of governing.
Yeah, I do think that this is really significant, the kinds of things that we're hearing, especially from CNN. So I don't know if somebody over there is trying to do something, but it's because they can't.
Well, this wasn't CNN. This was the columnist for the Time Magazine.
That's right. Yeah, she was the panelist on there. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is that none of this is hideable any longer. You can't message this stuff away. And especially the other day, Captain, when the president turns and shakes hands with nobody, this is all over the place.
No, it wasn't nobody. It was Harvey the Rabbit.
Oh, that's right. But this is being talked about in other parts of the world. This isn't just in the United States. But others are watching this, friend and foe alike, and they're wondering what's going on. But so, in other words, they can't hide it. And and by the way, the president came into office, right, January of 2021.
Yep.
And then they started to do all these things. So, yes, things started collapsing. So by the time you got through this or into the summertime, that's when it really started getting bad. And I don't doubt that that's when people started saying, what's going on here?
If we knew, we'd tell them.
Right.
What's going on is we have Joe Biden fading in front of us.
Yeah, and this is very, very serious stuff, you know, and just at a human level, if this was your grandfather, for example, you might, or your father, you might be a little upset about the position that he's in, how this is all affecting him, because if it was somebody else, if he was the CEO of some company, you know, people would say, wait a minute, something's got to give here. We don't understand, you know, what's happening to this person, let alone it's not to take all the politics out of it. This is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we'll be right back after these messages, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves. And, of course, the bottom of the hour news break, too. I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmitriy Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, peace is possible, peace is a duty. Peace is everyone's primary responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Is in the balance. Support the legitimacy.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do.
All righty, and Frank Silvano will be around hour number 4. You want to be around for that? UndergroundUSA.com. Check it out. Before we get back to Kyle Warren, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, folks, I'm telling you, a massive, huge overstock sale is now going on at MyPillow.com. You can save up to 90% on selected items with the promo code CAPTAIN. All you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at what's there. Don't forget to go into the radio listener specials page that's there, where you'll find more, even deeper discounts. But a lot of items are marked down 90% with the promo code CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com. Go over there, check it out, and don't forget, promo code CAPTAIN. Unbelievable. I'm going to go over there a little bit later and see what's going on in terms of what it is that they're giving away. And, I mean, that's like giving it away. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah, I got to check that out. That's too good to be true, you know what I mean? But I know it's true because Mike Lindell is an honest person.
Well, sure. No, they've got a great sales going on right now.
Now, the New Jersey Democratic Governor, Phil Murphy, has admitted that there's some gender identity materials
that have been provided to small children in his state that may not have been age appropriate. Now, remember, these people got caught with their hands in a cookie jar with putting out some of this crap, if you will, to try to teach the sexual thing to the first, second, third, fourth, fifth graders or something like that, which is way too young.
Right, and kindergartners in many cases. Captain, what happens in this kind of case is that the damage is already done in so many ways, in so many cases. And this is, unfortunately, the modus operandi, as it were. Oh, we get this stuff in the school and we'll talk to kids about things that if you're a parent and somebody else ever came up and talked to your kid about something like that, you'd call the police, basically. But yet somehow if they're in school and they start talking to them about it, if you say something about it, then now you're the problem. I mean, nobody likes this stuff. And this is, and the important part about this is that it transcends Republican, Democrat, or independent political affiliation, basically. So, yeah, this is huge.
Now, making a box of Cocoa Puffs is a complicated global affair. It could start with cocoa farms in Africa, cornfields in the U.S., or sugar plantations in Latin America. Then thousands of processors, transporters, packagers, distributors, office workers, and retailers who all join in the supply chain. Before some kid in Minnesota, where General Mills is based, pours that cereal into a bowl. Now imagine the challenge that General Mills faces in counting the greenhouse gas emissions from all of these people, machines, vehicles, buildings, and other products involved in this Cocoa Puffs supply chain. Then multiply that times the 100-plus brands belonging to the food giant. And, Kyle, thousands of public companies may soon have such a daunting task to comply with a new set of climate rules proposed by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Well, this is significant. One would think, Captain, what would the consequences of that be? Shutting down the company, taking control of the company, or maybe, this is just speculation, forcing the company to pay, huge sums of money to offset those greenhouse things and then pour money into their cause.
Never mind the company. How about this one? Bad news, America. According to Bloomberg News, they estimate the average U.S. family would face an additional $5,200 in inflationary tax to purchase the same items as they did last year.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Most people looking across their kitchen table, looking at their budget for their family, their household, this is something that I think a vast majority of Americans just aren't going to be able to simply absorb.
Well, don't forget, American families last year saw food and gas prices hit record highs. Last month, and of course, the cost of living, there's no end in sight. It keeps going up and up and up.
Well, the Biden administration and those carrying the water for the media can't deny or can't make you now believe that this is not a self-inflicted wound by the administration onto the American people.
Now, Reverend Franklin Graham delivered an inspiring Easter message of hope from war-torn Ukraine. He was in the Ukraine when he gave this message, where he's seen the resiliency of the Ukrainian people who are fighting back against an invasion by Russia. The people that you meet and talk to in Ukraine, so says Reverend Graham, are strong.
And they've demonstrated that over and over and over again. We hear in the history books stories about people who display such bravery, and now on display for us all to see are those very same people demonstrating that very same thing. It's nothing less than inspiring, and that's why we have to help them every way we can.
And we may have a group of martyrs soon in Mariupol. Some 2,500 Ukrainian soldiers have decided not to surrender and to fight to the end. And I'm sure Russia is going to launch everything they can on these soldiers and tried to wipe them out. By the way, there was a series of rockets fired into Lviv a few minutes ago. I'm waiting to see what happened there. but I just got the flash come across my screen here that as we were talking once again, middle of the night, news breaks that they fired a group of rockets into Lviv, which is has been up until now fairly safe territory in the western part, north and west of the capital.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, fighting for a just cause, fighting for your own country, fighting for your own freedom, for your own citizens. There's just no comparison to that. I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it the Battle of the Bulge, Captain, where they sent back the message?
And General said nuts. Yep.
Nuts. That's right.
Nuts. He said, we must surrender. We have you surrounded. He says, nuts. And then they launched a counterattack and broke out. Now, over the weekend, and it was Easter weekend, a time of peace, but somebody forgot to tell the bad guys that, there were shootings across the country. There were just all kinds of things that went on. A terrible, terrible deal. Nobody is paying any attention to any of this, happy-dappy talk. They're just, the inner cities are just totally out of it.
Right, and a lot of people are wondering when it's going to stop, if ever, mm-hmm. and I think that's, well, when we start policing and we start prosecuting and we keep the bad people in jail.
And let's talk about this. This is our final talking point. An organization called True the Vote, you've heard of it before, a lot of people have, has been investigating since 2020 the illegal ballot harvesting operations that took place across six different states during the 2020 presidential election. You know who they are. Using their methodology of tracing cell phone ping data surrounding drop boxes, reviewing millions of minutes of surveillance footage and interviewing the actual ballot harvesters themselves, they've been able to determine that approximately 4.8 million ballots were likely submitted through illegal use of ballot drop boxes. Now, that's their official estimate after a two-year-long investigation that they have in hand, all of the evidence to back up their claim. Now, we the people have a unique opportunity to demand they do something about it.
Well, of course. And even, remember back, Captain, when you could even suggest that there might have anything gone wrong, that you were somehow attacking our
democracy. These people from this group, True the Vote, they were taken literally off the Internet.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And, we need to be able to ask questions in this country. And if it pans out, it pans out. If it doesn't pan out, it doesn't pan out. But somebody else shouldn't decide what question you can ask, especially if there's good evidence to ask that question.
No.
And the truth will come out, though. Yeah.
And again, folks, this is a story that was, I found it on the Epic Times. It wasn't on the front page, but I think it should have been.
Yeah.
But I found it over there, so I'm, letting you know where it is if you want to go look at it. But in the meantime, I would go check out True the Vote, and that's an organization that I think people need to get behind and support.
Well, sure. I mean, if you're finding out things and they have a veracity to them and they're corroborated, that's exactly what we should be doing in this country.
All right there, my friend. Hold the fort. Folks, you're coming back with a Trucker's Highway and Bible Report, edition number 2. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get Jeff to take us to break, and we'll be right back with more. That is, if he'll wake up and do it. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I bet you can't tell what the name of that song is, can you?
Huh? Is it Shake Me?
Yeah. Guess who the name of the group is that's doing that?
Who's that?
Cinderella.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's like an 80s punk band, it looks like, with the hairdo and all that stuff. But anyway, I heard that, and I said, well, man, this has got a hell of a drum beat. I guess I'll wake everybody up with that one.
Yeah, it sounded good.
All right, well, you take us out west and let us know what's going on.
Okay, well, Captain, out west tonight, of course, we're looking at that storm that is coming in here early Monday morning. So definitely, if you're along the coast of Washington or Oregon, you're going to have a wet Monday commute. As we head through the middle of the week, we've still got a lot of snow that is forecasted to accumulate. So if you're in if you're in Washington State near Snoqualmie, or if you're near Yakima, you've definitely got snow coming your way down through Bend, Oregon as well, over towards, Helena, Montana. That, of course, looks like Missoula as well, looking at the map. Down in the Jackson, Wyoming, you got down near Rawlins, Pocatello, Idaho, Salt Lake City in that area, Aspen as well, even near Elko, northern Nevada there, definitely got some snow. Also, if you're coming out of Reno, looks like, of course, as we talked about last hour, Donner Pass, you're going to have snow on Tuesday, so be aware of that. Be very careful. You've also got a freeze warning tonight. This is in Northern California. This is going to be in the Eureka and Ukiah area tonight, so be aware of that. Also, up on Cabbage Hill tonight, I-84, 31 degrees, and they're reporting black ice there on the road. So be very careful of that. Of course, hopefully that changes when the sun starts coming up. But right now, be very, very aware of that. And we'll continue to see. And by the way, it looks like we got some of the active rain is now coming into Seattle. It was just approaching it last hour, but now it looks like it's getting into Seattle proper. So if you're coming up I-5 north of Portland right now, you're going to run into that rain. Be careful out there.
Alrighty, well, I'm going to start over in the East Coast this time because since the last hour, we've got a winter storm warning and a winter weather advisory and a winter storm watch going on in upstate New York, parts of Vermont, and parts of Massachusetts over there in the western part in the mountainous areas there. Now, if you're going up I-87, you're going to have some winter weather, especially when you get north of Albany. We have a winter storm warning right now for Saratoga Springs, for Glens Falls, on up until Lake Champlain. And then we've got a winter storm watch up above it all the way to the Canadian border. In the meantime, in the Adirondacks tonight, over into Old Forge, over towards Utica, and all the mountain ranges up through there and all the higher elevations, you have a winter storm warning. Now, that winter storm warning is going to bounce on down south towards Binghamton to the east, Oneonta, and over that away. And Poughkeepsie, you might get hit a little bit with some of the edges of this, if you will. Syracuse, east, Utica, on up into 81, going north up towards Watertown. There is a winter storm watch up that way. So that's what we got going on there. And I thought I would get that out there first because of what we were looking at, because that just popped up in the last hour. Now, over towards Michigan, north of Detroit and up towards about 50 or 75 miles north of there, you've got snow along the lake and in the Canadian province of Ontario there. You also have snow tonight up above Duluth, up into the upper peninsula of Michigan. And right along I-29, again, from just north of Fargo, Grand Forks all the way up to the Canadian border and inside Minnesota for about 25, 30 miles all the way down. You've got a winter storm watch, and there's some snow starting there right now. We've got some very cold weather in the Missouri area, north and northwest Missouri, very cold weather. And that weather continues over into Kansas tonight, Kansas City. You've got a bunch of cold weather. And let's not forget, when we move on down into the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo, Texas, all the way over to Oklahoma City, you've got a hard freeze warning there tonight. And you've got some ice and icy conditions and freezing fog being reported in the central part of Missouri and the central part of Illinois and St. Louis, so be careful there. Now, I told you about the Gulf of Mexico and the panhandle from Mobile all the way over now to Big Bend. You have got a system coming in off from the Gulf, which has got a lot of rain with it. It's got a lot of flooding with it by the looks of this. So be careful. You're going to have a lot of lowland flooding over there. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thanks. All right, and by the way, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Stop on by, become a member of the Drivers Club. They're open 24/7. They were open yesterday for a lot of folks for Easter. A lot of drivers out on the road yesterday. Okay, let's drift on up here. We got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your Easter?
Good, yours?
Typical, normal. I did the day working at the radio station. That's where I was. Okay, so let me see here. I sent you a little something. Did you see it?
I did.
What do you think about what I sent you?
Well, you know, Ilhan Omar is on an airplane, and somebody breaks out the guitar, and
yep,
and they were singing some hymns,
yep,
apparently, and happened to be on the plane that she was on, and she had a fit. But yet, you know, if you are in other airports in certain places across the world,
mm-hmm,
it needs to be understood that they do much the same thing.
Sure.
For Islam.
Yep.
So you don't hear a lot of the Christians having a fit about it, do you?
Not at all. But then again, in her particular case, she's special, so she can do all that because she's a congresswoman that never should have been in Congress to begin with, and hopefully somewhere along the line they'll find someone to vote her out. Hopefully those people will wake up in Minnesota.
Well,
hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a lot of discussions about that. But, of course, I wanted to start with that because she is always in the middle of some sort of helter-skelter somewhere in her travels. Always.
She does stir the pot.
Yep. All right. Speaking of the pot, you hold on there. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a busy day news-wise, a lot of things going on, and you're going to hear about it when we come back. We're going to talk about Ukraine and an invitation to El Presidente.
877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.